Guys, this is a serious one. So yesterday we were talking, you know, we had a lot of live reads that I was sharing about the jackpot sitting at 124 billion rand. Now, all of us have these fantasies of the things, million rather, of the Powerball yesterday. I don't even know if somebody won it or not. But while all of us have fantasies of the things we would do, we have all come to realize and understand that if you come into a lot of money, and I mean like life-changing money, over 100 million overnight, we all know from watching I Blew It, don't tell people, don't squander your cash, take it easy. But the question I want to ask for today, where people say, if I come into money, I won't tell anyone, but there will be signs. What are the signs? What are the signs that people would have with you that, yay, you have just come into serious money? But I tried to have the conversation with my team, and I'll tell you what they think the signs would be with me. But I want to know what the signs would be with you that you've just come into a lot of money, where you've decided you're not going to tell anybody, you're going to keep it low key. So let's say you even say, I'm going to keep going to my job for a bit. What would the signs be that you've come into a lot of money? So one thing I would not do is driving to Prime Media playing that song in a new Ferrari. But what would the signs be that you've just come into a 124 million rand Powerball jackpot, or even higher? Think about in the US, hey, the jackpots can go up to 1.2 billion US dollars. But I want for a moment, because we know, okay, don't go telling people, don't quit your job immediately. And I remember early in the days when Nolene was hosting Three Talk. And I think she was interviewing lotto winners. And the one gentleman said that he was maybe in his 50s, a white gentleman. And he said, you know, they've been living a middle class comfortable life. When he got that jackpot, he hit the ticket and he did nothing for up to 3 months. He said he wanted to be sober. He wanted to not rush anything. He just hear oneself, what one's body is doing, what one's body is saying. And only then he went and he invested. And he's one of those that didn't go buck wild. Probably even today, his investments have grown, but he shared that story. And I thought to myself, I don't know if it comes from not having that, you know, many black people and people of color might find themselves on I Blew It. I don't know if it comes from the excitement of not understanding how much the millions are. I worked on a game show many years ago as a production manager, and I was dealing with the contestants. And I remember back in the days, one of the ladies who worked, and we did have a, what you call it, a masterclass on winning the lottery on this show. You can find that podcast on primemediaplus.com. And I remember them saying to me, there was a guy, because there is a process. After a certain amount of money, they can't give it to you cash in the shop. They send you to the offices, and there's a process that happens that involves a psychologist, a financial advisor, all of these things coming in to help you. But she says there's a guy who worked at the post office, like delivering mail back in the day, and he had won 12 million rand. You can imagine that was a lot of money. Maybe it was 15 years ago. The guy came with a tog bag, like a small tog bag. And he came ka taxi and he said, listen, they said I must come here because I've won and I'm late for work. So can you just give me my money fast, kitsamai? And they were trying to explain to him, we can't give you that money cash because it's not as small as what you think. He did not understand. He was getting so upset and irate. They had to get somebody to come in and sit him down because he could not fathom 12 million. But long story short, now here we are. We know better. We want to do better. What are the things that people would see as signs that you've come into money? Now, my team has said to me, I live relatively comfortably. I'm okay. I'm not like, I don't consider myself rich. I'm okay. But also, I've never been a person into like labels like Louis Vuitton bags and Guess bags. I'm not into German cars and all of these things. I'm quite a like a chilled, I consider myself quite chilled. And maybe because early on as a child, I was exposed to super, super rich people who owned horses. If you know how expensive it is to maintain a horse, you'll know the level of rich I'm talking about. People that owned hotels and things like that. So it was never a thing for me of like, yo, I must show and be flashy. But one thing my team says that they would know of coming to money is I would be even more unavailable than what I am. They would suddenly need to phone three people to get to me. That's what they say. Other than that, they would not know. They wouldn't know. So what are the signs? 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line, 0727021702. One says on the WhatsApp line, the sign will be very conspicuous. No one will ever see me again on my broom. And God knows, why do you need to be on a broom? Why do you need to be on a broom? One says, Lebogile, love the show. Signs from me. There'll be no signs. Once I win, I am disappearing, leaving a note behind for all my exes and the people who have wronged me. Then boom, they'll see my posts on social media. Those aren't signs. Where now you're exposing, you're going to show people that you are doing well. Mike in Cape Town says, if I'm not a criminal, I'm not going to point a firearm. Okay, I will come back to that one because I did say I would give you all an opportunity to also comment on the KZN SAPS. One says, hi, Lebogile, anonymous here. I'd settle all me and my wife's debt, including home and vehicles. Open a trust for my children. Totally renovate my home. Blow some and invest about 40% so that I can quit my job and live off of the returns. I'd also buy everything cash. But I'm so confused. Anonymous, remember I said, okay, let me round it down to 120 million. You're saying you would save 40% of 120 million. Do you know you still like have a lot of money? Are you staying in the same house, guys? Are you renovating the houses you're in or are you buying new houses? Why are you renovating the house you're in? I'm wondering, are you not going to be living a nice millionaire in Millionaire Lane? I'm sure there are places like that in Cape Town, right? And again, you can buy properties without people knowing you're buying properties. Let's go to the lines. Bongani in the East Rand, how's it?
How are you, Susan? How are you?
Shab shab.
I'm good. Now I can donate it to orphanages, even these single parents' mothers. You know, things are definitely is that a culture in South Africa she's been lost, you understand? So, I once see in my location these girls. I once saw it was so hectic. I saw a girl, she was washing my pets, you understand? So it is like if I can get that certain amount, maybe just to try to donate, yeah.
So would you at least keep some of it for yourself? Because I think it's great you'd want to donate more money. But also, I've heard people say, because I also used to say, I'll donate. And people say, it's nice to say you'll donate until the money is there. People suddenly forget to donate.
No, I will keep some for, I'll keep some for myself. There's no way that I cannot keep money.
And then, are you going to buy something to show people, Uguti, you're within the money?
Actually, you know, money controls humans. So.
The fact that you say money controls you, Bongani, you must control the money, else you'll be on I blew it.
There's no way. You know, money, when you get money, you know, when you see that paper with Mandela, you change everything.
My goodness, Bongani.
Yeah, you see someone has never been in the airport, you'll find me there in the airport charging some stocks with flying to Italy to go buy some shoes and everything.
Can I ask you a question, actually, Bongani? Have you ever seen the show I Blew It?
Yes, I saw it. There's a lot of people I saw them.
Okay, so what is the reason that when these people come into, let's say, I've seen one get 2 million, 3 million, why do they never want to go overseas? Why do you think that is? I've never heard them say, I flew to Italy and blew my money on room service. Why do you think that is?
You know, there's that, I can't remember which station is that. The one they were asking Mike Tyson. You remember Mike Tyson when he started to be a millionaire?
Yes, and he bought a tiger.
Yes, he blew the money out. And then the question what you answered only to the guy when they asked him, what, now you don't have money anymore. You said, yeah, when you take the guy in the street and then you give him money, what do you expect? Because there is no plan. You don't have a plan of it. That money just comes as if you don't even know. So I can't keep it. I can't get an accident now and then you give me 3 million, you expect me to do what?
Okay.
And that money never worked for it, so you just get it, it's for free.
Sure, Bongani, true words being said then, yes, donating to charity. And again, you're able to donate anonymously. No one ever needs to know that you are donating or taking care of people. One says, this is Venan from Florida, if I win that amount of money, my wife and I will be gone. No one will know I have that amount of money. I know how it feels to have a lot of money. Money gives you friends you don't need, family that never worried about you, suddenly pretends you're important. No, my wife and I will be gone for sure. But that's also, Venant, let me say, a little bit sad for me, because a lot of the people who speak of being super, super rich or successful is that it can be lonely. Once you're done at the hotel with the room service, with the parties, all of those things, is that, you know, are you not going to be lonely? Like, I would not want to have the money to myself. I would be buying properties galore for family. I would be those that don't have cars or their cars are broken, I'm buying them cars. But I'm not saying much, because you can't now suddenly buy someone a Ferrari and they're still living go big room. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to do things within a certain measure, because also not everybody can handle money. And I'm not just talking you yourself, the people around you as well. We've got some voice notes coming through on 072-702-1702.
I really, the signs will be my full tank. My full tank every time. Even the skin will change, automatically change. Eat healthy food. I really, the signs will be my full tank.
So I love what you're saying about even the skin will change. Isn't it so sad when you do see, and it's not just I blew it, there are many shows abroad about people who have lost millions and millions of winnings, or they speak about how it's like a curse because your life just goes downhill. And when you see them post having lost, the money's gone, they look, I don't know if it's the accurate word, not dilapidated, what's the word for a person who, disheveled. They look like a shadow of their former selves. Fewer teeth, their skin, they've like lost weight. They don't, this is what I've seen. So I understand exactly what you're saying. And we were chatting as a team to say, you will see in a person's face, they've got money. Something just, they look glowy, man. They just, the whatever they're using on the skin changes. They're investing in their teeth. Suddenly that skewed tooth, suddenly kitty braces. Suddenly the nose is fixed. Yeah.
You know what, now this lotto thing, I don't think I trust it anymore. I've never heard of anyone winning the lotto, somebody that you know that won the lotto. Even on this, I blew it. I'm sorry, but I don't trust it. If there is somebody that can tell me that they've won the lotto, like won over 20 million or 30 million, and I see that, yeah, this guy has money, then I'll believe. But I just don't trust it anymore.
So, I'll say this. I'm not going to say I know somebody personally who showed me their bank account and the money was in there. But there are people who win. It happens. And also keep in mind, when we say we don't trust because I don't know anyone, would those people tell you that they've won the lotto? Maybe you are thinking to yourself, yo, I lost contact with this good friend. Bruh, they moved on without you because they had money and when are you stuck behind? Also, you never know. You might know people who won the money and they invested it and kept moving quietly.
Afternoon, really. It's Heidi here. I will become a file of missing persons on some constable's desk. That'll be my sign.
I love it for you.
Hi, Relebogile. This is Anne. Listen, I'll pay everything that I owe. I'll buy properties. I'll travel the world. Listen, I will travel the world. That's a desire. I think I'll go to all the countries. Yo, I will travel the world. Yo, but I'll play low, very low. Still be the same end. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You see, now I've said on air that I'll be buying properties for family. And I have family now WhatsApping me here saying, we're going to hold you to it when you've won the lotto. We want our properties. More of your messages. One says, if I win such money, I'll buy a bigger farm, put top-notch security and equip it, put livestock and turn it into an agro-industrial hub. The balance invested and the returns, I plow them back into the farm. And that's beautiful. Like those that are able to go back home to say, I'm going to be doing the farming thing. That is a beautiful thing. I think that is when you are truly wealthy. If you can live off of your own land, you are in another level of wealth. Hello, Rlemkhile. Lotto win. Ish. Being the youngest, I owe older siblings big time, aka black tags first. Thanks. For once, a last born acknowledges Uguti, you owe your older siblings. Good thing that you'll remember them. But also, there are ways that you can pay people back or say thank you without them knowing. You can't go now and say, listen, can I only want 20 million kyaukolota? Now a person says, oh, in that case, give like a half. I can't really know. When I had half, I gave you half. So now you must give me half. You still don't tell people the details. Nati says, I will have a private chef, a dietitian, a massage every week, and a personal trainer. Then I will decide what to do. Hi, Rlemkhile. Sign number one. I'll just be happy all the time for no reason. I second that. I'll also be happy all the time. Sign number two. I'll become a homeowner. Sign number three. I'll be having fun starting businesses. Thanks for the great show. Hi, Rlemkhile. I wouldn't leave my work really because I do love it. But there will be several bouts of unpaid leave requests because I'm chasing summers in Europe. That is the sign from Ngwako in Krugersdorp. I mean, I would also imagine if you are in a job that you don't actually love to do, you might go out and do something you actually love to do. I got quite inspired by a conversation we were having yesterday just about getting out of your comfort zone, learning new things, and the conversation last week on neuroplasticity. Imagine all the extra lessons you can take of things you wanted to learn. Maybe you wanted to learn the piano. You wanted to learn to row. Maybe you're like, I've never left Soweto, but I want to ski. You can do all those things. You want to experience being in a submarine. That's where I would spend money. But even then, no one needs to know. You just say, guys, I'm going to Durban for work. There you go. You OR, you fly first class. You go and do all these amazing things. No one ever has to know. They think you're in Durban doing something somewhere. Lebogile, if you win over 100 million rand in lotto, you never have to spend any of that money. Put it in a trust, properties, stocks, annuities, bonds, life covers. Basically, be your own bank. Then borrow against the trust, no tax on debt. If you lived in a poor informal settlement, leave immediately because people who knew you when you were poor will leech on you and keep you on a compromised state, as in drunk or drugged, so that you will never think straight. And that is true. If you do have win over 124 million, you literally can live off the 120 and have the four just be like, just for pain and suffering, let me just enjoy my life. More of your messages when we come back. It's 1:30.
On Twitter.
At Relebogile M.
702 Afternoons.
With Relebogile Mabuja.
Small, what 300 and fun?
I do very chinchy.
Maruta Manata. Small.
I do very chinchy.
My bra. What is the best thing for the son?
I do very chinchy.
And the same,
yeah. I do very chinchy, bro.
Things have changed indeed. So the conversation we are having at 25 minutes to 2 o'clock is if you came into serious money. We're talking like winning the lottery that was up for grabs yesterday, the Powerball jackpot of 124 million rands. But you decided to tell nobody about it. What would the signs be that, yeah, this person, their life has changed. I think for me, like I said, the family would just have houses bought for them. They'd be like, she's doing well, but they wouldn't be sure because I wouldn't really do much. I do think, though, a part of me would want to start buying some like classic cars. You know, the ones that you drive on a Sunday and you're in the left side because you imported. Hey, and only those that are hanging out with you will know. But yes, those are the signs. Give us a call, 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. One says, Relebogile, everyone around me would be rich because I'm moving to a rich community. I think the biggest sign would be new clothes, no designer or anything, but lots and lots of clothes. Can I tell you guys, now I got hooked onto Shein maybe, I don't know, a few months ago. Can I tell you if a 124 million got Powerball, I'm just going to increase the size of my orders on Shein. I'm not going to suddenly be going to expensive stores. That won't happen. One says from Anonymous, you know when they say money changes people, I'll be those people that change. Anonymous, how do you not change with money? Let's be honest. You cannot walk around like somebody who's in debt and a negative 33 cents at Capitec or wherever you are banking and act the same when you're sitting with 124 million in your account. The trick is to keep that money rotating, not just blow it all. One says, I will just dance like this is a sign and not say much. Lotto money, here we come. Another one says, better food, better car, better medical aid, little doggy holidays, eat out more. That's what I'd do with more. Yo, guys, health in this country and over the world is actually really expensive. Can you think of all those medical appointments you have not had a chance to go to? Because I imagine that rich people do medicals maybe once a quarter. You want to make sure that, sharp, you're okay. Another one says, how? Somebody says, Mapisa Nkakula looked rich. Just, why though, guys? We don't know. Good day, Lebza. It's Buddha from London here. Listen, Mina, I would have a walk-in closet full of customized shoes, a pair for every day of the year, but I'd get a passport first before I do anything rash. Hashtag Cape Verde. Here are more of your voice notes.
Aslebu, the sign for me would be a Ford F-350 fully off-road kitted bulletproof glass. Then go back to work.
Relax. Over 100 million. Mamela. I would pay the toll fees. I would pay the TV license. I would take my whole team and start a new company with them and provide services to all these people that are in the industry that I'm in right now. Look, I would say I am sort of middle class, Anyana. I do get 50,000 rand or more hitting my bank account midnight, even though in the morning it will be gone through debit order. So I have a little bit of understanding of what money is. But girl, I am not going to wake up and come here in the morning. No, I can donate my Provident Fund. That's there. If they want to take money in lieu of notice that is not served, they can take it. I would try and be kind and be harmless to everything that is around me for a while. But girl, I would be on something that's crawling closer to the ground. Guys, over 100M.
Good afternoon, Relebogile. It's Selma from Roodepoort. There would be signs. Instead of just having 7 stray cats, I would open a hotel for stray cats. There would be signs. Thanks for a lovely show. Bye.
So actually, I just thought about something that I would do. I've always wanted to further my studies. And if I could continue doing the things that I love, being on radio is something that I love, I would actually enroll to get probably like an MBA in the UK, because it can be quite pricey, those fees and obviously those flights for classes. Can you imagine being able to go back to school? More of your voice notes.
Rele, signs will be renovation of my parents' home, buy them new cars, buy myself a Range Rover, and the rest I just keep quiet. People wouldn't notice that I've won something because we have a family business. I have my own business. So they wouldn't know that I've won a lottery, and the rest I just keep quiet and do the investments, you know, investing into property, businesses, go to other business adventures. Yeah, and travel. Yay. Thank you. Due to here.
Hi, Rene Bokile. If I came into the lotto or serious money, then I would be a businessman. I would invest most of it. I'd be a businessman. I'd spend it on luxuries that I can afford without overspending. But more importantly, I'd create generational wealth for my daughter and for family, like nieces and nephews. I think it's very important to create generational wealth with wealth that you were lucky on.
Afternoon, Klebokile. I myself, you know, I will start by changing everything in my house, including my wife. I have to change my wife, even if she's hearing it now. I am telling her, if I win that money, I am going to change here first, and then I'll take two of my kids, I'll send them to my mother, I'll build my mother a nice house, and then I will take care of them, and I myself, I will start on the world touring. But on the cars, I don't want to lie to you, I'll be having five sport cars. I will definitely have five sport cars. And I also go and live with those elite. The rest is going to be history. Drinking, brying.
I am dead that you want to change the wife, guys. What did the wife do? She's been with you during poverty. All of a sudden, you want to move on. So this is the one that has killed me and I think is the best one by far. This is on Facebook. Spakes Kuzombele says, if he won that money, he would go to the rank and make the taxi take him home alone. No waiting for the taxi to be full. The sign will be, if you see me riding in a taxi, by myself. I am so dead. I am so dead at that one. Yo, okay, another one, Lebo. I think what I've been longing to accomplish comes first. Definitely learning, investing, and languages will be the first things to do. All in all, save up to 60% and lock it in for a year while studying and during that year. Hi, Lebo. Now, I do believe that there are people winning lotto, but I don't believe that there's someone out there who has won 120. It is a lie. Never. You'll be surprised. Remember, in South Africa, unlike overseas where they have to prove and show a person getting their check, in our country, their confidentiality is guaranteed. Understandably so, because you'll have a target on your back. Now imagine your child getting kidnapped from school because people know you came into a 120 mil. You're not supposed to know people that have won that amount of money. Tabiso NQ says, if I ever won, whenever I have a headache, my grandpa would definitely be delivered by a lady friend on the bare of her back. Ah, Tabiso. Tabiso. Another one, if I can win this kind of money, I'll be flying in the skies and donate some to people who are living poor. Jimmy from Lanseria. I do wonder how many people actually do follow through on wanting to donate, because apparently, the more money you have, the more you want and feel like you need. Because now, what used to feel like, you know, 1,000 rand to you, now 100,000 rand is going to be 1,000 rand. That's how it's going to be. The way when you go to buy groceries and you say, my budget ke 1,000, and then you look and it exceeds. It's going to feel that way when you're spending 100,000, because you're in a different league. So sometimes people suddenly are like, I don't have enough money. When you were living without that money to begin with, Lebogile, I would renovate my mom's house, then buy a 300 hectare farm, build my dream house with 20 million rand, buy flats and convert to Airbnbs. I would start a foundation and assist the poor and adopt three girls as I have two boys. All in all, I would spend 60 mil and have 60 mil locked in the bank to generate interest. Then twice a year, I would travel the world with my family. Only twice a year. Twice. Babes, you know, you never have to experience winter in your life, ever. Like, you don't have to experience winter. There are wealthy people who have structured their lives that when it turns winter in South Africa, they go to where it is summer. So they never, you wouldn't even need winter clothes in your life. So traveling twice a year, you can do better.
Hey, Relebogile, thanks for the great show. Look, the one sign from me would be that I'd go back to school. So people will be like, how, what do you do for a living? I'll be like, no, I'm in school. Ah, waiting my employer. They got me a scholarship. For the next 5 years or so, I'll be busy with research. And shame, they're still paying me. Blah, blah, blah. That time.
Love it.
Hi, Relebogile. Thank you for a great show. Oh my goodness, I'm already fantasizing about this money thing, this lotto thing. I would definitely take a year off first. I would just take a year off, not work, like you said, trying new things. A whole year of just trying new things, and then I'll take it from there. Yeah, then I'll take it from there. But obviously, in the meantime, it will be in a bank as giving myself a monthly salary of a certain amount, but that can where I would be able to afford all those lessons and, you know, new things I want to learn.
I love that, hey, like just having all these experiences. And on X, a supercar and a house in Kemps Bay. That's Nelo, just so you know, Nelo, ne? A house in Kemps Bay could be the 124 million altogether. So now you have a house and no furniture. And so many of you saying, a G-Wagon, I'd build my mom a mansion, I'd go back home and build. Janice says, I remember that episode of Three Talks so well. The other guy said he'd thrown a street bash after winning the lottery. Others are saying property in Cape Town. Many saying I'd quit my job. Others saying they'd buy shares. And others saying the sign would be full tank. Guess what, guys? I didn't actually know before coming on air. I just checked now. Nobody won the 124 million last night. So the rollover is sitting at 131 million for the Powerball jackpot. Yay!